been more of scientific discovery, more of technical advancement and material progress in your lifetime and mine than in all the ages of history.
Hi there, this is Matt Alder. Welcome to the November Roundup episode of the Recruiting Future podcast. If you've not listened to Roundup before, it's a short review of the episodes that I've published in the last month to make sure you don't miss out on the valuable insights my guests are sharing. So, we've had another month of record listens for the podcast. Thank you all so much for listening, sharing, and supporting. I could not run this show without you. I'm not actually surprised that November was a record month, because the guest lineup was strong and diverse. As we move towards an uncertain 2023, the conversations focused on the issues and topics that are likely to shape the year ahead. First up for the month was a deep dive into employer branding on episode 471. A volatile talent acquisition market and the immense disruption we're seeing to the traditional ways of working are driving significant changes in employer branding strategies. Culture, EVP, and employer brand marketing are going through a period of intense evolution, and it's essential to understand what's happening in this space. My guest was Chahu Malhotra, Global Head of Talent Branding and Recruitment Marketing at PA Consulting. In our wide-ranging conversation, which was recorded at Unleash World in Paris, we discussed some of the current issues in employer branding, culture, and retention. As the move towards skills-based hiring intensifies, the role of assessment tools is becoming increasingly important. As employers focus on being more inclusive, it's critical to understand how the science behind assessment tools works to support this. My guest in episode 472 was Kristin Allen, Senior Manager of Psychometrics at SHL. SHL has an applied research initiative, SHL Labs, driving talent technology innovation. One of the key research pillars is diversity, equity, and inclusion, and SHL has recently published the first results from its neurodiversity research program. It was great to discuss emerging best practice and the role assessment plays in helping employers build diverse workforces. DE&I remains a major priority for employers, but progress is slow and sometimes completely stuck. So how should companies be thinking about diversity, and what practical actions can they take to build and benefit from teams of difference? In episode 473, I spoke to broadcaster and consultant Simon Fanshawe. Simon is a very well-known figure in the UK and has recently published an excellent book, The Power of Difference. He advocates that progress comes when employers move away from the jargon around DE&I and genuinely understand how building a diverse workforce will drive their specific business objectives. Some great stuff here on redesigning the recruitment process to challenge assumptions and be better at diverse hiring. With the news cycle currently dominated by significant layoffs in large tech companies, it's essential to take a step back and consider the long-term picture. Many employers are still struggling to find the right tech talent. Recent research has shown that skill shortages will continue for years, as education systems are not setting students up with the right skills for our AI-dominated future. So, what should employers be doing right now to recruit and develop tech professionals? And what is the impact of remote and hybrid working on early careers talent? My guest in episode 474 was Atli Thorkelsen, VP of Talent Network at Redpoint Ventures. Atli advises startups across Redpoint's portfolio on talent acquisition and development. He has some important insights to share on the current state of the market and the strategies employees need to adopt to deal with the longer-term challenges. A quick message from our sponsor, Wonolo. Hi everyone, I want to tell you about Wonolo. That's W-O-N-O-L-O. Wonolo stands for Work Now Locally. Wonolo enables businesses to find quality workers for on-demand, seasonal, short-term, and long-term work. ditch the bulky paperwork and interview process, and use Wonolo to find quality workers fast and get work done even faster. With flexible workers and no platform fees, you can save on operating costs, meet demand, and maximise earnings with ease. Wonolo is available in over 100 markets, including Chicago, Dallas, Atlanta, New York, and Seattle. Get workers who are ready to work and spend less time finding them with Wonolo. Go to www.wonolo.com/pod. That's www.wonolo.com/pod and take the stress out of finding workers. Skills-based hiring continues to be a growing trend as employers rethink how they attract and assess talent. So, how do you define what good looks like and identify the right hires for your organisation? My guest in episode 475 was leadership strategist and talent consultant Ginny Clark, who formerly ran executive hiring programmes at Google. Ginny is a strong advocate of competency-based recruiting. We talked about the increasing importance of looking past employment history and education, deconstructing job roles into the required skills, and defining and identifying talent. We looked at tech hiring again in episode 476, but this time in the context of a multinational enterprise employer. With such a focus on layoffs, it's perhaps easy to forget that digital transformation is still driving a massive need for tech talent in employers all over the world. Despite the current economic headwinds, long-term trends are in play that require specific operating and employer brand strategies, particularly in companies that are not traditionally seen as being digital. My guest on this episode was Blair Bennett, Senior Vice President, Global Talent Acquisition at PepsiCo. Digital transformation is creating a significant need for tech talent in their business. In our conversation, Blair talked about the strategy they're putting in place to hire the people they need, as well as some of the tactics they're using to execute on this strategy, such as talent intelligence and personalization. Hourly hiring remains challenging for many employers, and again, despite the worsening economic outlook, it's an area that will likely remain a huge challenge for several years to come. So, what innovations are we seeing in how employers approach hourly hiring, and in the technology they're using? What does good look like now, and how will automation define the future? In episode 477, I spoke to Sean Baer, CEO of Fountain. Over the last few years, Fountain has helped companies hire over 13 million hourly paid workers in more than 75 countries. In the interview, we talked about the challenges in hourly hiring, the strategies and methodologies successful employers are using to overcome them, and why Sean considers hourly hiring to be the most innovative place to be in talent acquisition. Talent intelligence is on the rise, with an increasing number of TA teams putting data at the core of their strategy. However, do employers genuinely understand the full potential of talent intelligence? How do you get started? And what's the business case for building a specialist resource? My guest on episode 478 was Toby Colshaw, talent intelligence leader at Worldwide Amazon Stores. Toby is one of the global pioneers of talent intelligence, having built teams at Philips and now Amazon. He's also recently released his first book, Talent Intelligence: Use Business and People Data to Drive Organizational Performance. Suffice to say, this is a must-listen interview for anyone who wants to know more about the development of talent intelligence and the capabilities needed to drive genuine business value. I wanted to say a special thank you to my sponsors for the month, Fountain and Hired. You can check out Fountain's innovative hourly hiring technology at fountain.com, and you can see the great work Hired is doing in sales and technology hiring at hired.com/recruitingfuture. A big thank you to all the companies who sponsored the podcast this year. I would not have been able to publish it without your help. On that note, details of sponsorship packages for next year are now available. please get in touch if you're interested in supporting the podcast in 2023. So onwards into December, and I'm determined to finish the year on a high with lots of great, valuable content. I already have interviews live with Neil Barnett, Director of Inclusive Hiring and Accessibility at Microsoft, Dave Jenkins from Wave talking about job boards, and best-selling authors Alex Hurst and Lizzie Penny sharing their insights on remote first working. Coming up later in the month, I've got a fascinating interview with Mauro Pacini, Chief Design Officer at PepsiCo, and right before Christmas, I'm going to have a productivity week to set us up for 2023 with interviews from Thiago Forte on Building a Second Brain and Focus Project legend Eric Quallman. I'm also working on something special to end the year, so make sure you subscribe to the show in Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Finally, make sure you go to www.recruitingfuture.com to subscribe to my monthly newsletter, Recruiting Future Feast. Thanks very much for listening. I'll be back next time, and I hope you'll join me.
This is my show.
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.